USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's vice president speaks at the largest annual gathering of conservative leaders in America as Vice President Mike Pence tells the crowd at CPAC just outside Washington today.
The truth is, we want to make poor people richer. They want to make rich people poorer. We want to make poverty more rare. They want to make poverty more comfortable. That's a choice we face today, men and women, between freedom and socialism, between personal responsibility and government dependence.
The CPAC convention wraps up tomorrow, but not before President Trump delivers an address to the gathering for the second consecutive year. The Trump administration is planning to end large-scale joint military exercises with South Korea to help ease tensions with North Korea, and the White House says it will also save the United States a lot of money. And this is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while. And I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee, the latest Democrat to enter the 2020 presidential race, saying in a YouTube video posted this morning,
I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement.
68-year-old Inslee, the first Democratic governor to jump into the fray. A cavalcade of conservative voices speaking at a large annual event outside Washington as the Conservative Political Action Conference continues. Earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence addressed the gathering.
The moment America becomes a socialist country is the moment that America ceases to be America. And as the president said 24 days ago, so we must say with one voice, America will never be a socialist country.
President Trump will be delivering a Saturday address to CPAC. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Presidential advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner's team is responding to reports that President Trump ordered his security clearance. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
According to the New York Times, President Trump directly ordered his son-in-law be given top security clearance over the objections of intelligence officials. An attorney for Jared Kushner says he obtained security clearance through the normal process with no pressure from anyone. The spokesman says the new reports do not change what was affirmed at the time. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem, I think, with having family in official positions. Because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
On Wall Street, the Dow rose 110 points today. NASDAQ was up 63 at the closing bell. For the week, the Dow and S&P were near even, the NASDAQ up nearly 1%. And Hollywood is reportedly home to the worst tourist attraction in the world, according to a survey, which places the Hollywood Walk of Fame at the bottom of the list when it comes to such experiences. TripAdvisor says they took into account reviews and Instagram popularity, and some of the reviews on the site say the most famous sidewalks in the world are completely underwhelming, and in some cases, folks say they feel threatened by costume characters walking around. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.